Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore. And Baltimore Positive, we are positively al fresco in October. Short sleeves. We're on the Purple Patio. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by our friends at Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We'll be talking more about that. We were supposed to be with the mayor today, the mayor of Baltimore.
He's got COVID.
At Coco's. Monday night, I heard he had COVID. Tuesday morning, I woke up and said, what am I going to do now? And hit Dave and a whole bunch of other folks. We're going to have many, many Fridays ahead, all sponsored by the Maryland Lottery, and I'll be getting the whole schedule out. I'm seeing the Alex Smith's place over here, Atlas. I knew when I did the crab cake tour that I would never run out of crab cakes to have. So this is my mother's crab cake. I'm halfway through, and I've decided today to let the ladies run the show. So Teresa Cangelosi's here. Tracy Gossin's here. Teresa, I invited you because I invited your husband. Your husband and I have done yoga and Blue Sky Factory. He was a business partner. But my wife has been in your store. I've been in your store. And I wanted to feature Federal Hill. So it's a neighborhood tour. How's Federal Hill doing? Coming back to life? Please tell me yes.
Yeah,
I live here. I walk through here, and I remember how darkness and despair last summer, and it sucked.
Well, we've been busy. I can tell you that. People are starting to wash their damn hands. You know,
it's like, good.
It's like using soap and taking care of their health. You know, they're doing natural health. So I haven't stopped working, honestly.
How many years for you now? I mean, I feel like I've known Greg 15 probably. I met Greg in 07 or 08 because that's when I started the web, WNST.net, and I needed a newspaper deliverer in the morning on email. And your husband was like the man. And your place was like around the corner from him.
Yeah.
So botanical.
Well, now I've been doing this 34 years. We've been in Baltimore 34 years. Started in 86. The first store was in 87 in Mount Vernon. So it had different names. I've changed the name and location.
What, give me the first name of it and what the name represented. Because I think in your industry, people have come over the last 20 years around to thinking of having an open mind about what you're doing.
Okay. The very first one, and it was just a year long, it was my very first one was called Crystal Blue Persuasion. And
that sounds like a good song. Sounds like a band.
It is a song.
It's like an
80s band. It is a song. And we did lots of crystals, and the entire place was filled with crystals, and we incorporated aromatherapy with it. So it was just pretty simplistic. Just
start
the oils.
At the beginning for me, because I don't know anything about crystals. Start.
Okay.
I know aromatherapy. I'm down with that.
Okay.
I've seen crystals. I'm a yoga guy. I mean, I'm woo woo, wavy gravy.
Yeah, it was.
I got a ponytail.
The energy of the crystals. You know, I was always interested in them, and it just went hand in hand with the oils, with the vibrational of the flowers.
Where do you
and
find
the plants.
It? Because I'm 53 next week. Thank you. And crystals have never come to me.
Well,
I don't know. I don't. I didn't know you did crystals. So like,
we do a few now here and there. We do have some. It's not.
I'm gonna eat my broccoli.
It's not. Yay. Mm-hmm. It's not what I do as much. But at that time, we knew a lot of miners, and that did a lot of the mining for us. So I just had them all over, and I did treatments. I did a lot of energy work. I did massage therapy. I did, craniosacral. So I always incorporated the crystals into the work that I've done. So you'll see them always within whatever store we have, not like during that one year where it was called Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Right.
The next, that was a year, and then the next year was Touch the Earth, and Touch the Earth went until 03, and then we did Life Smells Good, which we had to change because someone else trademarked it, and then it became...
I had that happen once. That sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You were teaching yoga, too, through all that time, right?
We had a yoga studio in the mid-90s, and we had an aromatherapy educational facility in the mid-90s.
See, I came to yoga, strangely enough, a football player. Brian Baldinger, you've probably seen him with the finger. We did radio together at the turn of the century, 99. And here's this 6'5", giant football athlete. Went to Duke, and he would always say, I was an athlete, man. Basketball, I was an athlete,
Mm-hmm.
And he got into hot yoga and Bikram at the time, which, same poses. And then, obviously, if you know anything about the dude, that took a very, very dark turn for me.
Yeah.
So, I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
But how it made me feel, and, I was a gym person, and I still have Planet Fitness, and, I'll get on a bike, I'll lift weights, I'll do those things. there's something about yoga that moved me in the way that with the crystals or whether whatever yoga your thing
me.
Is, you know.
Yeah, yoga moves me too. I mean, I love yoga. So I miss our dear friend Lisa. She's in.
I miss my whole studio.
I miss it. Well, we are doing it now at our new studio Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tracy's nodding her head. What's this all about? I want to introduce Tracy Gosson. Introduce your friend.
Tracy Gosson. Baltimore best. I love this girl. I said, we got to do. Tracy has to be here with us.
Well, I mean, I put this thing together on short notice, and I have so many friends in Federal Hill. But on 2 days' notice, you, like, call a bunch of people, and I'm like, invite your friends. Come on by. I want to tell stories here.
I just took the scooter up the hill, and here I am.
You ride a scooter?
Yeah, you know, the little rental scooter.
I've never had one.
Oh, stop.
No, I was in Omaha, Nebraska 11 days ago. My back was hurting. And I literally, for the first time, touched one. And I, like, looked at it, and it was like a dollar to start at 30. And, like, it looked like maybe I could do it, and I was... And in Omaha, there's nobody. And it's flat.
Yeah.
So I was trying to go to Iowa. You go across the bridge.
On the scooter?
You can see it.
I got you. You're that close.
It's like I'm here to the post office. Okay. Yeah, it's not far. So, but you can't take the scooter over the bridge because the sign said so. But I didn't do it. I felt like, I'm going to walk. I'll be fine. And now, you know. I threw my back out chasing the Rolling Stones around the Midwest last week with a backpack. Ooh. Like I was carrying the roller behind me.
Yeah.
Really wretched myself pretty good. So the scooter thing is something, you feel safe on that thing in the city? Seriously.
Yeah, well, I'm not going that far. I mean, you know, I've ridden it to like Mercy Hospital, you know, even there, the nurses are like, I'm sorry, you did what? You know what? I'm like, look, I've lived through a lot of crap.
It's just for me with the scooters, like I feel like I'm going to kill somebody at driving. Like literally, people are very reckless with the scooters.
Oh, you've got it. I mean, I've been riding a bike in the city since I moved here in '93 or whatever.
A helmet?
If I'm going for like a ride, right. But like a lot of times I'll ride along the promenade.
My point would be, you get on a bike, you think about putting a helmet on.
Yeah, but still,
people don't put helmets on those things.
No, you're supposed to, but they don't.
And you go faster than any bike.
You got to be super defensive. Yeah. I used to have a motorcycle, and I used to take it out and drive, you know, way outside of the city. The only time I ever had an incident was when a Baltimore City cop almost took me out.
Yeah.
You know, just like driving and not even looking for me.
I came out of my driveway down. I live at Harbor Court. And I like literally last week, someone just came up Lee Street in front of my driveway. Like, and I hit my brake and I'm like,
yeah,
people have a death wish on these. You don't know what the hell you're doing. Yeah. You don't own it. You're renting it. The reason I almost rented it in Omaha, my wife laughed at me a little bit, was because I felt like I wasn't going to kill myself. There were no people around. It was flat.
Yeah.
There, you know, it wasn't little streets
not
or whatever.
Not big potholes.
And I felt like literally when I saw it, I thought to myself, well, I'll have like 5 or 6 blocks here to learn how to ride it.
Yeah.
You know, without getting killed. I don't know where that would be in Baltimore. Maybe the stadium parking lot.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, Tracy Gosson's here. Teresa Cangelos is here. So Botanical. So this began how many years ago? It was like 15.
Well, in this location was 2016.
But you used to be around the corner.
Yeah, I was right down the
street. Zelda Zen was sort of where you were.
She was where the Charmery is now.
Your place is right on Cross Street, right by Abbey Burger, around the corner from the Mexican. Give me the name, Blue Agave. So yes,
so we're right around the corner.
You're on Cross Street.
We're on Cross
Street.
48 East Cross Street. Yeah.
What is it now? Because I think of you as oil, soaps, essentials. Really, you said your other place is called Smell So Good.
No,
your place smells good.
No, that
I
was
go when it smells good.
The a few places before that was Life Smells Good.
Life
that's
smells
my
good.
LLC. Is
well,
Life Smells Good. But
So Botanical.
So it's Sobo, like South Baltimore.
Right.
So Botanical. So yeah, but we all our warehouse is in Hamden now. So that's where we manufacture.
Are you noticing
everything.
My radiant skin? I mean,
I did notice a little change in you.
Yeah,
it's the lighting, though.
I'm an avid customer of So Botanical, all the skincare face.
Tell me where you would start. No, seriously, like I've got some dry skin. I've got some. I clearly have a backache right now.
I wish I had known that.
I would eat my crab cake. It's delicious.
I brought you some massage oil.
Pain oil. I have some great.
They gave me beer too, but I can't get it near the set. I'll make a mess around here.
But yeah, I brought you guys both a little gifty here.
Yeah.
I'll remind everybody, we're mothers. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and I'm having a crab cake. It's delicious. Come on down. I haven't gone after the tartar sauce. Teresa's here. And what are we doing here? What's in here?
She brought gifts.
I brought gifts for you. But I wish I had known you.
What are they going to do for me?
Oh.
Well.
Is this? Oh, a bath bomb.
Now that's gonna calm your ass down. Bath bomb. Yeah.
Can we swear on podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the calm your ass down.
That's we have a whole line.
How did you know I needed a calm your ass down?
Well, I got
that's
one for
mine.
You
give
too.
Me that.
Oh, right. I got, calm your ass down.
Here, you. I gave you. I knew you needed that. But I wish I knew you needed the pain stuff.
So this is a bath bomb.
Stuff. Yeah. So
okay, so I have a really nice bath bomb. Oh, I haven't been in. My wife's out of town for a couple
when
weeks.
When you really want to relax. So this is not just a bath bomb that fizzes. This is
Is this like indica?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
So it's our bath bomb, but we chock it full of CBD.
Okay.
We have our Calm Your Ass Down Synergy in here, which is super relaxing oils. I mean, there's like at least 10 different oils in here.
And you make these yourself?
Yeah.
So you're a little bit of a cocktailologist for making these.
Oh, yeah. Give
me the background. I want to understand
this. Yeah, she manufactures everything in
here. Look, I know your husband. We sweat our asses off together for years doing yoga. We're friends. We drink together. I know what you do. Yeah, you used to be in the room, too.
But behind you, actually, always.
Not always, but some of the time. Like,
Teresa's her own self-made business.
No, but like,
yeah, so,
no,
and, like, so yeah, so and there's well, this will be very relaxing for you. With
is there something you saw a place in Chicago in 1998 and said, I want to do this. Like, I'm trying to understand your business.
Okay, so I was a flight attendant in the early 80s.
All right,
no way,
yes.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Where'd you fly?
World Airways. So I did European mostly. Yeah. And we did charter. So I did London and Frankfurt.
No, man. The greatest. This all falls apart, I'm going to be a flight. Well, not now because people punch me.
Now, I would never do it now. I would never, ever do it now.
But like, being a flight attendant is like the greatest thing in the world because like, you see the world. Like,
prepare for departure. I forget how that went.
Yeah, like
sit down. Right. No, it was.
Hence, where she got the calm your ass
it
down.
It was a different time, but no, I used to travel in Europe a lot, and they had all these cute little bottles in their pharmacies, and I was like, "What is so special in these tiny little bottles that could be so expensive, more expensive than
oils,
a bottle of
sensual
wine?" And it intrigued me. So that was the first
French.
Well,
Belgium,
a lot.
Where were you?
I was mostly in Germany and in the UK.
Okay.
So that's kind of
I remember you had to go to like Asia to get Eastern medicine 30 years ago. Now, you know, literally.
Yeah.
So I'm open-minded about all of this.
So most of the oils back then were coming out of the Mediterranean and, you know, in Europe. Okay. So it just intrigued me. I didn't do anything with it then.
It was a little bit like mail order catalog stuff back in the day. Literally, right?
Well, you think you had to
there was no internet.
You had to be there
to
get
it.
They weren't shipping.
Yeah, they weren't shipping and there was nothing here yet with it. And then I was working at a health food store up in Mount Vernon. An organic health food store, and someone came in and said, we are the first importers from France. Would you like to carry our oils? And I was like, yes.
I knew it was from France. See, I told you.
Yeah, it was from France. It was a company. They're no longer around, but they were a big company. And
my friend's in Paris right now. She better bring me some caramels. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah?
I told her, Henri LaRue, I want some. Let's go. You know, you got to bring it back. But you discover this through your travels, literally
through
being
my travels.
Agent,
and that it just developed. And I said, that's what I'm going to study. And I just had some things take place that I was working through with my skin and with my hair, with all kind, you know, stuff.
Calming.
Can I tell you like a game changer story about Teresa and her products?
Your crab cake. You tell me anything you want.
Okay. So have you ever had shingles?
Hell no, and I don't want them.
Right. Painful as
my wife
you can possibly imagine.
Yes.
Okay, so I had it once, and I didn't know what it was. I had it very small, and I went to the dermatologist.
Post-cancer?
Oh, yeah. No, this is way pre-cancer.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, post-cancer, like my wife's had two bone marrow transplants. Shingles is like the thing that happens to her, and it happens in her eyes. And it's like
that can be really
dangerous. Really, really awful.
Yes,
Very
scary.
Yes.
Yeah. So I went to the dermatologist, you know, the first time, and he's like 20 feet away from me. He's like, I don't need to come any further. You have shingles. Here, take this antibiotic for a week, blah, blah, blah. And I've always been a kind of, I don't really like taking antibiotics, but I know shingles is bad, so I take it. Fast forward 3 years later, and I'm at the gym, and I feel a little thing. I lift up my shirt, and I'm like,
right.
I knew exactly what it was. And I always had it small. But it's always, for me, it was stress and not getting enough sleep from work. So I was getting on a plane that afternoon. And so I called Teresa. I was like, you need to help me. I've got shingles. I'm not going on those antibiotics again. She's like, get your ass over here. She's like, I got some things for you. So she kind of laid out for me this antiviral diet, which is, you know, mostly plant-based, but staying off caffeine and alcohol and dairy and gluten, all this stuff, take these supplements, which again are all like super immunity antivirals, and put on this tincture that
she
makes.
I need some anti-inflammatory right now. I'm hurting back here.
Okay, but
ooh,
so
yeah,
yeah, she's her this, stuff's so, amazing.
Do this
so she gives me this antiviral oil. She's like, put it on as often as you can. I mean, no joke. When I tell you, 2 days, no pain. That's when I...
And no antibiotic.
Right, no antibiotic. That's when it clicked for me of like, okay, this food thing, there's really something to this. And, I mean, she's just amazing.
My back hurts, but I don't want a narcotic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Right.
And we're so medicated in this country.
Yeah, cortisone shots. Yeah. It's all Band-Aids. Like, what's the real... Get to the real issue. What's the problem?
Yeah.
So helping people.
Yeah.
Making people feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a very yogic feeling.
No,
Teresa Cangelosi's here. It's So Botanical. They're right across Street. Come on down. We're at Mother's. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Tracy, you're not just hanging out. You're not just like her friend. You're like a cancer survivor.
I'm just here.
You're like, you're like Federal Hill. I mean, I knew you from like a million years ago doing social
I'm that
stuff.
Old. I'm that old. 1 million years. I just turned 55. So yes, I'm that old.
I'm 53 next week.
Yeah. Okay, you little baby.
53, ma'am. I never.
You're looking good.
My 30th anniversary on radio is in December, too, so 30 years of doing this.
You'd look better with a little moisturizer, see? You need some of this.
I start hanging out with the ladies. They're going to be having me. I'm going to smell good. Look, I'm going to
glow. I got some more stuff for you. This is really fun.
All right, go ahead. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I know what she's got for you.
This is the spray version of that. Remember I said we have a whole line
this
of this.
This is the Calm Your Ass Down Room and Linen Mist. Okay. Aloe vera is the first ingredient in here. Grain alcohol. I ain't drinking it.
When you're feeling, you know, stressed, just spray it around your aura.
Lavender's a calming. Yes. Very,
for most people, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you say for most people.
Yeah. These oils. Yeah. Everyone thinks, oh, lavender, I'm going to be calm. Or oh, this, I'm going to be stimulated. Everyone's system is different. That's why, like, even in the...
People react different. I'll give you alcohol. Three of us have three drinks. We're going to have... It's going to move us in a different way.
And yes. Chemistry is different.
These are all... And I think part of it's trying to figure out what's good for you.
Exactly. With anything in life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
So what would you... If I come into your store right now, you're a block away, and I say, back's hurting, kind of like you. Because my back is hurting. I was with Dr. Steve. I love you, Dr. Steve. And I'm trying to get this thing calmed down. I'm trying to calm my ass down. It's true. So for me, sitting is injuring it.
Yeah.
Standing's kind of injuring it because it's sacrumy. Laying flat is kind of injuring it from the weight. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're concave, I get up very slowly. When I get up to pee at the end of this segment, which I'm going to have to do, I'm going to feel like crooked, like a crane.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some pain. So what would you say I know it's inflammation. I know what it is. I know how I did it. I know what I need to calm it down, which is sitting on something soft and kind of standing more. Walking helps me. Walking's really good.
Yeah, walking was great.
And I've had this numbness going down my left leg.
Oh, that's your sciatica.
It's not good. It's not good. So what I come in today, what are you going to do for me?
Well, I would say with what I have, my arsenals would be probably one of our pain oils or our pain balm, and I would probably add some CBD to that if you were willing to do that. But it's a real strong pain oil. You know, really, it's almost like an icy hot, but then the CBD combined with that will really...
I mean, I'm serious.
We do have it right over here, or you can come together.
No, I mean, I'm serious. Yeah. I live 6 miles. I love you and your husband, and I'm like... If 2 weeks from now I feel better,
and have someone bring it over right now.
No, seriously, man, I want to do that for sure.
No, for real, it's good.
You said when I sat down, like you're like a doctor, you know. You're like, oh, if I would have known you were hurt, I would. And I'm like, well, your store's right over there. We're telling these people to come. Why wouldn't I go?
But also, I would get it treated. If you have sciatica, I would go to. I mean, I could give you some names right now, but. Someone that can really work with your body, you know, to have it realigned and,
I have a wonderful chiropractor, but I've had a lot of body work as well. So, yes, I love body.
Yeah. So very specific for that, though. You know, like you got to really, you know.
So you got to have friends. Yeah. This is why.
Yeah.
See, this has been a serendipity tour. Things have come to me when they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You came to me today because, like, my back hurt, and you didn't know that. Now you know, and you're going to fix my back. See that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So
she got the best thing last. She said,
I need love that. That's
Hold on.
Can you say?
No. This is Chili Willy Nut Dust. She just want me to say that. This isn't really what it is. Printed this
it
up.
It is. I mean, you know what? We could try that on your back, too, because it's going to be so cooling. It's a double as now. Really, it's for your sweaty balls.
What is it for?
It's for, you know.
Hold on. I didn't hear that. Say that again.
It's you know, it's for.
I'm going to take a picture for your husband because he's going to love this.
Antifungal. It's our knockoff on a product that's on the market already that is a strong antifungal powder. And you'll love this story because
All natural.
Yeah, one of our friends helped create it on Christmas Eve several years ago. I knew I wanted to do a knockoff on this product, but I wanted to do it naturally because a lot of guys and women would come to me and say, you know, just there's something about it.
This is odoriferous. This is for odor.
No, it's for fungus. It's for athlete's feet. It's for jock itch.
It's for stinky stuff.
Stinky balls, sweaty balls, all
stinky,
of that. All
stinky
that.
Human
sweaty
things.
Lockers. You know, a lot of women say they use it too. They use it on their tennis shoes, on their feet, for athlete's feet. People say they put it in their locker. But it's a very, it's antibacterial. It's antifungal. It's... You know, all of that stuff, but it's very cooling. So, hence, Chili, Lisa's husband coined that on Christmas Eve a few years ago. We went through about 50 names to try to get a really good
him.
Name. Yes, you do. He did yoga with us.
They're in North Carolina.
Mr. Brian named that.
Well, and, Brian, I know your nuts don't stink. How
but,
about that? Huh?
But honestly, that might cool your back off right now. It's a little, you know, a little white powder.
A little spicy?
But, yeah. So,
wow,
yeah.
You got
so,
fun
yeah.
stuff.
This is a fun one, too.
I love
this
these.
This is our inhaler. Now, you know, I don't know if you've done a classic Vicks inhaler, but this is our...
Yeah.
So this is our...
Clean you out when you're a little...
Yeah.
Not smelling salts, though. Like
no, but honestly, these could open you up like that. This one is our most popular one. So headaches, migraines, opening, cooling, clearing, you know... Some people will use it for anxiety. Some people will use it for panacea. Panacea means good for all that ails. So it's kind of good for so many different things.
Kind of like Baltimore Positive, good for all that ails.
Yeah. So you just do it like that, stick it up your nose. Like
yeah, I've seen these before.
You can smell it.
I got it. I just want it right now.
There you go. So that's
it,
your little.
That's an exit, not an entry. Watch that. All right.
That's for your nose.
All right.
You don't, yeah. But headaches. I don't know if you get headaches, but
tell me your cancer journey because I want to do.
Yes.
I want to talk because I've had breast cancer awareness this week. My wife's had leukemia. It's breast cancer month. I would have worn my pink. I wore black for the Colts.
What?
Yeah, you know, got to beat them up a little bit. It's Purple Friday, but I'm wearing black. We're mothers. Tracy Gosson's here. Teresa Cangelosi's here. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. But it is Cancer Awareness Month. She said you're a survivor.
Oh no, I'm not a survivor. I'm a conqueror.
Warrior.
No, I'm a cancer conqueror.
Yeah.
Give me your journey. When did this happen to you?
So last month was National Ovarian Cancer Month, which is I was diagnosed with that in May of 2019. And if you're a woman, here are the symptoms. And you tell me if you have these and you're over 40. I feel bloated. My GI is not working totally normally. I feel tired. And I'm a little full after eating. Oh, hi, you have stage 4 ovarian cancer. So that was...
No warning signs other than those.
I mean, it was the bloating that finally got me. I'm like, this isn't perimenopause. There's something else going on. And then I was, you know, hi, you're stage 4, which means, you know, the cancer has left the building. It's left your abdominal. It went somewhere else, which was my lungs. So... I thankfully just, you know, people that I know in Baltimore and got connected with the best doctors at Mercy. And actually, my amazing surgeon lives in your building in Harbor Tower.
I probably know him.
Yeah, you're over at the tower or this? Or
I
Harbor
live at Harbor Court.
Yeah, Harbor Court. Dr. Sardi.
I know Dr. Sardi very well.
Yay.
Dr. Sardi, Armando Sardi, is one of the best surgeons in the country. People come from all over
the world.
South
American. He's my people.
Yeah, he is from Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah.
I'm Venezuelan, so we have a little thing.
Oh,
going
right,
on.
Right. Yeah. And his wife, Mavaline. But he has really pioneered this surgery called HIPEC, which stands for Hypothermic Intraperitoneal Chemotherapy. And so his specialty is they got you on the table. I got a 15-inch scar. They open you up, and he takes everything out of you, small intestine, large intestine, everything, all your internal organs, takes them out, looks for cancer with the chemo didn't already get, or scar tissue, cuts it all out, packs it all back in there, which afterwards your body is like, where'd everything go? And then they heat chemo to 107 degrees, base stitch you, have a tube in and a tube out, and for 90 minutes they roll you around the surgery table. It's called the shake and bake. And so he takes a break, and everybody's rolling you around. They want to get all the cancer that they can't see, right, at the microscopic level and all the little crevices. They suction it out. They staple you up. I was in the hospital for 8 days. And, I mean, as soon as I woke up, I'm in an ICU, and they're like, okay, get up. I'm like, what?
Wow.
And it's
how are you feeling now?
I mean, amazing. I mean, I turned out after pathology, after the surgery, I have a very rare cancer, which is called carcinosarcoma, which is, carcino is cellular cancer, right? That's ovarian. And then sarcoma, which is soft tissue. And so what
it's
makes...
It's amazing how much of this stuff you have to learn when you...
Oh, yeah. With it. I know. I mean, much.
My wife walked in 2000. You got leukemia. We're like...
What?
You did a bone marrow transplant. I'm like...
Where do you get that?
They cut you? I thought they cut you open. The way you're explaining it, I had no idea what a bone marrow transplant was. It sounded...
It's very painful.
It's gruesome. It's painful. It's on the inside, you know?
Yeah, for the donor and the...
Yeah, my wife's cells were exploding in her body, you know, like screaming all night kind of craziness. You know?
Like, well, it's like your body...
My wife spent 155 nights in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable.
So, yeah. It was
there's no... And let me tell you, people don't realize there is zero rest to be found in a hospital.
Ever.
I mean, they're at you every hour, taking this, take this,
well,
we're checking
this. Especially
when
you weigh 88 pounds and you're bald and you're in a coma.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's unbelievable. Like, I remember a friend of mine saying, one night in the hospital, just one night in the hospital, he was like, I don't know if I could survive it. And I'm like, you could. And, you know, just like you wouldn't like a PICC line in your arm.
Yeah.
And you're not going to like it when they give it to you. You're not going to like it when it's in. But on day three, you'll be there trying to figure out how to get the hell out.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, literally, for everybody.
Yeah, you either... I mean, some people don't, but I think most people rise to the occasion because you have to. You know, because people will say, oh, you're so strong, you're so amazing. Like, I almost guarantee you, if you were in my situation, you would do the same because you have to. It's in our nature. We want to survive. We don't want to die. And so, you know, how deep you go. I mean, I went very deep in understanding, you know, immediately I was like, okay. And thank God my partner John wasn't home because I really wanted to be alone for the weekend because I was... you know, screaming and crying. And I say to myself, I'll give myself a week, like 1 week to feel sorry for myself, be mad, be pissed. And then after that, I'm on to the fix. And so I immediately dived into, okay, I'm going to get the best doctors. I'm doing all the Western medicine, but what can I do on my side to help the game, right?
So one of the things I saw was nutrition with my wife. The people at Hopkins, no offense, you suck.
And you're
they
all do.
They suck. And the food they brought to my wife when she was dying. I mean...
You're like, are you trying to kill me quicker?
I'll admit this. Like, and I've never said this on the air. There was a guy named Ron that was the CEO of Hopkins, of all of it.
Oh, yeah. Ron Daniels. Or no, the other Ron.
The other Ron
on
before.
The medical side. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the night that they brought my wife when she was, like, neutropenic, couldn't eat... She wanted soup because she had an appetite for the first time in 3 weeks, and I'm trying to keep her alive because I thought every night she was going to die. I mean, for 6 weeks, the last 6 weeks were gruesome, and she needed food, and they brought her a packet, like the things you would see for a handy wipe, with, like, bouillon to put in boiling water to give her in the cancer wing. And I'm like, I went nuts.
Yeah.
I went nuts on the charge.
As you should have.
I had like one of those. Mm-hmm. They might have called the cops on me had I not been in my 130th night there.
Yeah,
you know how they not know.
Yeah,
that
you're
I
like
wasn't...
pushed at the edge already. Now it's
you know
like,
what I
are
did?
You kidding
this
me?
This is God's honest truth. I can't begin to tell you how pissed I was. I got in my car. I went down and got in, which I did four times a day, every day, $12, paying the park.
Yep.
And I drove to my Chinese place, Young's Carryout Restaurant on Guilford, next to the old DAC. It's in a plaza there.
Oh, I know that one.
Best Chinese food in town. And he gave me broth. And I took it to her bed. and she's still alive. So there, have at it.
No, Chinese medicine.
That's on my bucket list. If I get some time and win the lottery, I would overdo every single hospital, every single school.
Oh my God.
It's probably the most important thing that we can do right now.
As we put
for
our bodies,
everyone.
Food.
It's
that's why I need my broccoli.
And up the health on that. It's the root of it all. And we have a dear friend who's just starting chemo and radiation this week. And she was in there, and she texted me this real funny right while she was going through it. She goes, "You're not going to believe this. It's lunchtime, and they just brought the lunch cart in here." And she described everything on the lunch cart. She goes, "Bologna and salami and some cured hams.
There's nothing
with,
that's
white
food.
Wonder Bread, white food. Oh, but they have cookies but they're chemical cookies for dessert. Oh, here's some soda." And she's, "No, thank you." You know, then they asked her, "Would you like to see a nutritionalist?" And she said, she just kind of laughed at
you
them.
You order orange juice, you know, and it's that orange drink.
It's
what? It was insane.
It's obscene. It's really obscene. But I will tell you, the only institution that I've seen in Baltimore that's addressing it is University of Maryland. The University of Maryland now has an integrative health center. It was a doctor there who started this small thing on his own, and now it's part of the hospital system.
I could not believe that they sent my wife home, 90 pounds, skin and bones, transplanted, and never ever told her what she should be eating.
It's
unbelievable.
For a training career of a doctor, do you know how much nutrition education they get? 4 hours.
The second time around, when she got cancer the second time, she was so effed up, you know, in her headspace. She was just a mess. And all I could think about was, "You're not eating that food this time. No. You're not transplanting again and going through this." And so diet.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring that up because I spent
$155. It's huge.
I certainly did not do the battle you did, but I watched it.
You're doing it.
I watched it, you know.
Yep. So in that realm of what can I do, you know, because people had said you're going to be on chemo, because I was on chemo every week because they wanted to like stop this rapid tumor growth. I mean, my numbers were quadrupling weekly. And so I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to hire a private chef. And I found this woman, Chef Lori Searfoss, who actually, she lives down the street too, who's amazing, okay? And I did a bunch of research, and I said, you can prepare food from this list. There's a great book called Eat to Beat Disease from Dr. William Lee. And these are the broccoli, like all these cruciferous things, and a little bit of fish, a little bit of dark meat, chicken.
I met you on a yoga mat. Don't be looking at me like I'm not trying to stay
You're holding
fit.
Up pretty well for a 53-year-old.
I'm dying. My back's killing me. I got to get over to Subotanical, man, is what I got to do. Get some stuff.
So she came in every week and cooked a full week's worth of meals. And, I mean, not only was it a game changer, because, you know, when you're exhausted, the last thing you want to do is cook. So I would have, you know, been eating poorly. So all through chemo, all the doctors and nurses were like, "Wow, you know, your numbers are pretty good." I'm like, it's the food.
It's the fuel.
Yeah, it's the food, the supplements. I then later, once I've been on maintenance drug, I found a naturopathic oncologist. Mm. So she is trained in naturopath medicine, and she works with my medical oncologist. So she does her own blood work, and she focuses on four things: sleep hygiene, food, supplements, and exercise.
That's your body. That's
there
everything
you
your body experiences.
Now,
except your mind and what you're reading or
Right. But she addresses like my, you know, how are you feeling?
Well,
like they want to know.
Take care of the four of those things. The spirit will take care of itself, right?
Yes. If like, you're
really
taking
well.
Care of everything else,
sure.
Your outlook's going to be positive. And that's a big cancer indicator, too. You got to have a positive outlook. You can't be doom and gloom and set your body up for negative that's going to come back. So she's amazing. But, you know, a perfect example of she's all preventative. Insurance won't pay for it. I got to pay for that out of pocket.
But it's amazing when your life's on the line, when you're searching for answers, that you're not going to accept a Big Mac. No offense. You're just not, you know.
No.
And I felt that way, certainly, having gone through it the first time. The second time around, I'm like, I know one thing. They didn't fix the kitchen here, you know. And she knew that going in, too.
Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, I brought her food almost every day the second time around.
Oh, my gosh.
It just was
when I would go to IV infusion, so, like, I still got my port.
Nice.
Here.
Warrior port.
My little power port. But I would go into, you know, because I could be in chemo infusion for 8 hours, you know, and I'm bringing all my own food. I got smoothies. I got my own water because I'm drinking filtered water. And it was like we were going camping. And here comes the people with the cart. People are getting, I mean, death drugs in your veins. Because chemo is like...
poison.
Right. You want to take out 3 trees in a forest, but it's going to take down the whole thing with it, because that's how it works. And here comes the, you know, cookies, Rice Krispie treats, potato chips, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Are you serious? Serious, right?
Right.
I mean, I get the business model of a hospital, but this is no way to do it.
It can't cost that much more to boil a vegetable for me. You just can't, you know?
It's infuriating. Steaming. And you know what? There's studies out, like with ovarian cancer, because ovarian cancer is very bad because most people are diagnosed late stage. But there's an actual clinical trial study, and I showed this to my oncologist. I said, that shows people that had a diet heavy in cruciferous and dark green leafy vegetables reduce their risk of reoccurrence by 35%. Mm-hmm. I mean, shouldn't we be telling patients that?
Should be telling the whole world.
Right.
Nutrition.
Well, no, because we're oncologists. We don't get those studies because those are nutrition studies. And I'm like, that is the biggest bullshit I've ever heard.
There's no doubt about it. I felt that way about it. From the inside of a cancer institute at Hopkins, there should be a lot more being done for the fuel going into our body. Tracy Gosselin's here. Tell me how to find you, because I know how to find you. I'm going to come over and get some... Chili Willy Nut Dust over at your place. What do you do?
I do marketing, economic development sort of stuff. I work nationally. I had started Live Baltimore here in Baltimore, and I started my own business in 2007. It's called Say Jess. And
keep surviving, man.
Yeah, Rock no on. Doubt.
Yeah. Thanks for coming by. Really appreciate
it. Yeah, great to
see you. Thanks
again.
For bringing her by and having some good stories. Awesome. I got a crab cake here. We're outside. We're on the purple patio. There are flies because my food's too good. They all want it. I'm going to finish this crab cake. We're going to come back. Anna's here from Sobo Cafe, my wife's favorite restaurant. So your husband's missing. Kelly's husband's in New Orleans running around.
It's Friday.
My wife is missing her favorite restaurateur in the neighborhood. So there's little missing parts, but it's all coming together. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. It is the Crab Cake Tour. We were supposed to be at Coco's today. We couldn't get there because the mayor took ill with the COVID. We'll have him in a couple weeks.
I just got to add, I'm so sorry. I would have brought my vegan crab cake that, by
Thank
the way.
Okay, tell me about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were away in Cape Cod, and my brother-in-law there made the traditional crab cake. I made my vegan version, and these are all, no one's vegan there, and I'm only partially vegan.
What is it? Everyone picked
mine over the regular
What's
one.
In it?
All right, so it's chickpeas and hearts of palm.
Ooh, I like
are
that.
The texture piece, and then you're using like dull seaweed and a bunch of other things in it.
So Jamie Raskin, Congressman Jamie Raskin, great admiration for him, especially in the aftermath of the insurrection criminals. Jamie Raskin lost his son, if you remember. Yeah. We invited him on during the crab cake tour in August, and he said, I'll come, I'll do anything you want, but I'm vegan. I have to have a vegan crab cake. So I'm like, my wife's like, well, somebody serves one. Gertrude serves one, I think.
Oh, do they?
I think.
I don't know.
You know who has a great one is the Harmony Bakery in Hampton.
Oh, yes, they do.
Theirs is pretty good.
Vegan. I'm vegan.
Okay.
So Harmony Bakery,
So I was trying to figure out where we could take him, you know. So I'm coming, you know, or what would it be? So chickpeas. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be willing to try it. Just don't call it a crab cake. It's not crab.
All right, if you have mine, you let me know, and I'll make them and bring them. So good.
It's good for you.
You know what's really good? Anna's muscles over at Sobo. That's my jam.
Oh, Sobo Cafe.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I love that restaurant.
She's here.
Absolutely.
She's right behind you. She's sneaking up. All right, we're gonna wrap things up here with Anna. We're mothers. We're on the purple patio. It'll be very purple here for the Ravens game. Ravens are home for a month. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. Back for more from mothers in my neighborhood, Federal Hill. And by the way, the mayor is joining us at Coco's on the 17th of November. It's a Wednesday. It has been rescheduled. Back for more on WNST right after this.